Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Liz Bowie, the longtime school correspondent of the Baltimore Sun. Liz, some interesting stories recently about parents and others in Baltimore County who feel like they're not being listened to when it comes to the schools and their kids. And obviously, this lands at the doorstep of the head man, Mr. Dallas Dance.
Well, this is the first time that he's been a superintendent of a school system. And generally what happens with school superintendents is they have a year to have a sort of honeymoon period when everybody's so delighted to see them. And then they start making decisions. And then people get upset if they're trying to make big changes. And so there have been several instances in the last 6 months or so when the public, parents or administrators or teachers have been very upset by some of the things that have happened in the school system. The first instance happened in the fall when elementary school teachers didn't get the curriculum they needed until a couple days before school started. So that was hard to do lessons when you only have a few days to prepare.
Did this have to do with Common Core and things like that?
It did. It was the new Common Core curriculum, but every school district in the state has to do their own curriculum. Write their own curriculum. And so it was really a local problem, a local Baltimore County problem in this case. That happened, and then there was an instance where he's changed the high school schedules to go from having, in some cases, 4 classes a semester to 8 or 7 a semester to 8. He wants to put all of the high schools on the same, mostly the same schedule, and that has met with tremendous resistance.
All over the county, you say?
Mostly all over the county. I think there's the north part of the county has been more vocal. Hereford High School has been more vocal.
Is he getting a handle on it? Is he going to be able to ease the concerns?
He did make some adjustments, but it was a very minor tweak. And I don't see that he's going to give any further. So I think there'll continue to be a lot of angst about this.
Is he in trouble?
No, I don't think he's in trouble. I think he has the majority of support of his school board, and that's who hires and fires him.
Well, and ultimately, things like not being listened to become interesting political fodder. And someone like the county executive, Mr. Kamenetz, probably watches this with some interest.
I imagine he does. One of the ways that this has played out is that it has increased the fervor behind trying to get a hybrid school bill passed so that Kamenetz does not have as much control over the school board. There are many parents who would like to see a partially elected school board.
Liz, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For Liz Bowie, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.